A wallet with a California driver's license with the name Christopher Dorner found in the rubble of a cabin in Southern California. The charred body also found inside after a shootout and fire. Authorities believe they are the remains of the former LAPD, but they have not been formally identified. The charred body and personal items found in the basement of the burned cabin. The area is in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. Two sheriff's deputies also shot. One of them died. Dorner is also suspected of early killing a young couple and a police officer and wounding two other officers. Gil Torres is a former SWAT hostage negotiator joining us now on America's Radio News. Hello, Gil.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, this story was unfolding last night. Of course, you probably watched every moment of it. Just really intense. Ended up with a cabin on fire right before the President's State of the Union address. I was kind of thinking they were going to do a split screen there for a minute because we couldn't get away from this burning cabin. But as far as what you see in these kind of situations, did this end in a way that you would have expected?
I would think so. It's hard to, you know, my crystal ball isn't better than most people's, but I would say that the way he was going, it was probably going to end in a gunfight of some kind.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we see this thing unfolding, and for a time they were saying maybe he slipped off into Mexico, which would at least have been, on his part, smarter than staying where he was and ultimately going through what he did. As a cop, wouldn't he have known that he was going to get caught and this was all going to end the way it did? Wouldn't he have known that, or did he not care?
You know, I think his mindset was the latter. And I'm not so sure that he didn't care. I think what it was is he formulated what his attitude was going to be. He was, the manifesto that he wrote, I understand, had very clear objectives and very clear, intentions. And I don't think that an individual like him would have survived in Mexico. I kind of think that I don't think it was ever in the cards. I think he was going to go and try to do what he set out to do.
How do you think law enforcement did in handling this situation?
You know, it's tough to be a Monday morning quarterback, but, under the circumstances from what I saw, you know, every time he was confronted or came across law enforcement, he pretty much actively engaged them. And so I think under the circumstances that they did what they had to do out there. Watching this unfold on a special report on your screen, it's not exactly, it doesn't give you the all the tools and the wherewithal with respect to what the police officers and the law enforcement were trying to do. But I think, finding him was paramount.
Yeah, what's it actually like being involved? I mean, you mentioned we see it from an aerial view or watching it on a TV screen, but if you're really there and dealing with a situation like that, what is that like?
Oh, well, for the tactical people, it's pretty intense. I mean, even any officer who has to draw his weapon and has to confront any criminal and try to, suppress his activity or take him into custody, it's always dicey. You never know which way it's going to go. I mean, just today in Texas, some fugitive that was being transported escaped, and he disarmed one of his caretakers. So you never know what they're going to do. You always have to be ready for everything.
How do you think that fire started? Do you think it was from some sort of gas that they threw in that cabin, or was it from gunfire, or what do you think happened?
It could have been a variety of things, but it's not uncommon, and at least it has happened in the past, that sometimes a canister of some sort, some kind of tear gas or whatever, does set, drapes or some combustible will ignite, and that will lead to, a bigger fire. So it could have been, and then again, he may have done it.
We still with us?
I think we may have lost
him.
Gil Torres, a former SWAT hostage negotiator. He's been involved in situations like this before and says he wasn't entirely surprised that it ended the way that it did.